Lincoln's only Lutheran Community Radio, KNNA, 95.7 FM, The Cross. They work night and day. They protect you from harm. They keep our homes and our neighborhoods out of danger. They have labored much to keep our cities, towns, and roads safe. To our policemen and women, for the many sacrifices that you have made in order to keep us safe, we give you a very, very big thank you. This message is brought to you by KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can be a part of KNNA by subscribing. Sign up for one of our four levels of subscription at thecross957.org. Starting with the bronze level at $10 a month, to the silver level at $20 a month, the gold at $35 a month, and finally, the platinum level at $50 a month. Help keep KNNA operational and receive something in return. For more information and to donate, go to thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
Have time on your hands? Have a heart for helping? Bridges to Hope is looking for personal shoppers to assist people transitioning from incarceration to a productive life in our community. You would help select the items needed from our warehouse. You'll also sort and organize donations when not assisting shoppers. Hours are Mondays from 1 to 4, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 9 to 12. If you would like more information, please call 402-420-5696. That's 402-420-5696.
5678.
Welcome, everybody, to another beautiful Thursday evening right here from KNNA LP 95.7 Lincoln, Nebraska, and you're listening to Notes from the Stage with Ashley and Callie.
Yeah, man. Woohoo.
Hola.
And David, our producer, and howdy. Our special guest. Oh, I'm sorry, David. Say hi.
Oh, howdy.
Hi. And our special guests tonight, we have two of them. We have Shasta back again this evening.
Hello.
That one we invited.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Penelope's here with us, too. Which,
she's the cutest one.
I know, she is the cutest one, yeah. She is.
Well, I don't know. You are adorable.
Thank you.
My goodness, competition. What's this poor?
We're both only children.
Is this poor kid gonna grow up like?
Fabulous, yeah, that's right.
She's gonna have that toddlers and tiaras complex. Where it's like, I have to be prettier than everybody.
I think her dad will take that right out of her.
Oh, probably so. Yep.
Yes, but then her Auntie Eshie will put it right back.
That's some stiff competition. I like it.
So tonight ends our, this is kind of our fourth week, isn't it?
Yeah, fourth week in our mini-series.
Yep, of AFI's top 25 movie musicals in the last 100 years. We've shared quite a few. Before we finish with our last song tonight, we'll go through and say the list and say what everything was.
Well,
so.
And also on, we'll also be sharing, maybe throughout the show, maybe we'll talk about it. We did that Facebook post.
We did.
And did a poll with our friends and family and listeners.
Yeah.
So we had a total of 59 votes come in.
It was pretty awesome. I'm really excited that everybody chimed in. And
yep. I compiled a lovely list.
Wow. She typed it up and everything.
I typed it. Well, I can't always read my handwriting.
And color-coded some of it.
Dang.
So, you know. I know. I'm a rock star. You're
so
welcome.
We had everybody go on our... on our Facebook page and on Notes from the Stage, and had people chime in with what they thought were their top five or top three movie musicals or Broadway musicals.
Yes.
And so we'll share that tonight.
And it's crazy because on the list there is quite a few that I didn't even think about that I completely forgot. So
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That they were musicals.
Yeah. I completely spaced some of these off. So we'll get to that, I guess, later in the show. Mm-hmm. So the number 20, the first one up, number 20, is Grease.
I got chills.
Boy, you guys missed a spectacular dance number in here. Penny got in on it. It was exciting.
We had David turn up the station playlist up here.
Oh, yeah.
We jammed.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So anyway, that was You're the One That I Want with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John from Grease that came out in 1978.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was in my top three favorites.
Was yeah,
it?
Another one I haven't seen.
You haven't what? Seen I have, Grease?
What? I haven't seen Grease. I'm sorry. I have seen some of them on our list today. So
yay.
There's that, but Grease, haven't seen it yet.
Well, I will make sure we, I think I have a copy of that.
Yeah,
so.
I should borrow it from you.
Let's not bang on the table.
Yeah. Sorry, so anyway, guys. I guess, so, you know, in the film, all the actors are supposed to be playing high school students, right?
Right.
Well.
They definitely don't look
they
like
weren't.
High school students.
Yeah, no.
I didn't
so,
realize they were in. They were supposed to be high school students.
Yeah, it was
really.
Rydell High.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, you need to see
yep.
that movie.
But yeah, no, like, so the guy who played Sonny, he was actually 31. And he was actually not the oldest. Actually, it was Rizzo. So the lead lady, I guess, of the Pink Ladies, she was 33. But most of them were in their 30s and 20s. Only two of them were actually 19, and that was Marty and Tom, who was Sandy's real, like, you know, two-week type boyfriend. He was the jock.
Oh, the football player.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So.
Didn't they cast... Like, there was a third one. Like, there was a second and a third one. Didn't they manage to cast those younger than the others, than the first one?
Or am I mean Grease 2?
Yeah.
I don't think there was a 3, but Grease 2.
Okay.
I think they were still all adults.
Really?
Yeah, well, and Frenchie, the one who played Frenchie, she was originally 25 in the first film, so she was even older. She should have been, I don't think she was high school, but she was... I guess out of high school. I don't really know if she was a cousin. I don't remember. But anyway.
Grease 2 won. I like Grease better.
Well, yeah, but Grease 2 did have good music. I liked the music out of Grease 2.
That was, oh yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, so I'm not in the majority here.
Yeah, you were cool.
I haven't even
Shasta,
seen it. I'll throw in my life.
You don't get a comeback. I'm just kidding.
Oh man, I made Ashley's list again.
I did see Carrie Fisher was originally supposed to play Sandy.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. So there is this, I found this like little extra random tidbit, which just, I don't know, kills me, right? So in the beginning, like for decades, right, everybody, I guess the theory is that in the original opening scene, when Danny and Sandy are out on the beach, mm-hmm. the theory is that she actually dies there. And so the entire rest of the movie is her... like hallucinating or
sorry
baby
like a dream I guess like
she's
in a
studio.
Coma or something
really?
Right yeah she's dreaming this and then the last scene where she and Danny fly off mm-hmm. in the car is actually her real ascent where she goes to heaven where she actually dies.
I had never
is that
heard
not
that before.
Creepy
yeah
trippy
and what is like, this is like the original
well no
of
the theory like the
oh
you know the yeah people who are
oh, that's depressing.
Uber fans that they're trying well, to make, I guess, sense of it. Why would you fly off in a car? Because
it's
that
a
makes,
movie.
Yeah, but people don't stay inside the box.
That's true.
People, there has to be some sort of theory as to why, a conspiracy theory for it.
People don't. Okay, I'm trying to make sense of what you're telling me, having never seen the movie. People don't stay inside the box.
Well, I always say that. So when people start asking too many questions about a movie,
oh.
it's because they're trying to ask, why did that happen?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Just
to
listen to the story. Stay inside the box.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who
ask
cares?
My parents.
Just watch
I'm
it.
Always telling my parents to stay inside the box.
Of speech. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah. No, so, he's probably thinking there's some sort of box in the movie. They're not staying in it.
I think we need to comprise like a gift
box.
Package of movies that he needs to watch.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There are a lot. You know, I thought I'd seen a lot of musicals until I started helping out with this show. And,
right.
And I realized, no, I've just seen
mind
a
blown.
A sad smattering of musicals, unfortunately. I do have a top five, though.
Oh, I, you know
I
what?
Forgot
you
forgot to type
And that's okay.
You,
I wanted you, so that way maybe our tallies may change.
Mm.
So I haven't let him, he hasn't seen the list
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
So you'll have to tell us what yours are, and that may change my list over here.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So let's do...
Number 21. I'm sorry. Number 21. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to mess with my gain and just...
her microphone. She keeps messing with it over there.
I know. Well, Jim keeps telling me I'm either too high or I'm too low. David's too high or too low, or he can't hear you. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways. Number 21 on AFI's top 25 movie musicals in the last 100 years. Of course. Duh. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Going carting, oh, it sets your senses in a whirl. Going carting, dudin' up to go and see a girl. Oh, it's fun to hunt and shoot a gun, or to catch a rabbit on the run. But you'll find it's twice as sportin', going carting. Now there's lots of things you gotta know. Sure, the parlor light is low. You sidle up and squeeze her hand. Let me tell you, Bella, that it's grand. You hem and haw a little while. She gives you kind of half a smile. You cuddle up, she moves away. Then the strategy comes into play. Going courting, if you find it hard to break the ice. Going courting, here's a little feminine advice. Roll your eyes and heave a little sigh. Grunt and groan like you're about to die. That is what's known as emotion, going cold.
How about sparking?
Pilot darkin?
Yeah.
And you're longing for a fond embrace.
Uh-huh. But what about petting and sofa setting? Suppose she ups and slaps your face. Yeah.
Just remember, blessed are the meek. Don't forget to turn the other cheek. Pretty soon you'll both be larking, going barking, going dancing.
Going dancing.
At a fancy ball or minuet.
Going coating.
Oh my goodness, going
coating. Such a good song.
We took some pretty cute videos of Ashley and Penelope dancing. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, we were, you know, cutting up a rug.
A little shimmy there.
Mm-hmm. Now she's trying to drink out of my water bottle. That's closed.
So going coating from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers from the 1954 musical. And Jane Powell and all the brothers from the movie sang that song. I think it's one of my favorite dance, like...
musicals, dance shows, or dance
Dance
scenes?
Scene in the movie, thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty simple, though. It's just her and the guys.
I know, and it's just
and
them
it's
in the house.
In a
but
small
it's,
living room. And
I think that's why I like it so much, because they
better
dance
than that barn raising
so much.
One.
Yeah.
It's, like, way intense. Yeah. And doing acrobats and stuff? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why I like it the most.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I have not seen that one.
I actually have seen this
one. I made Ashley's list again.
Yay, David, though!
I've seen it. I know, right?
Cue the applause in the background.
Great occasion. I don't remember it super well. I remember there are all these brothers who live up on a mountain, and they're a little bit uncultured.
Yeah, very much so.
I remember this one scene where there's this huge arm wrestling competition, and one of the brothers is just so much stronger than all the other guys, and he's throwing him off the log. And
yeah, mm-hmm. That's the barn raising scene or whatever. Yeah.
I remember as a little kid watching that and thinking, whoa, he's really cool.
Because he's so strong.
He can sing, dance, and win at arm wrestling.
Hey, so David's, since David's the one that hasn't seen musicals as much or as many musicals as the rest of us have in this room, what are your top five?
My top five?
Yeah.
Oh, let me get my pen.
Number one.
Okay. Great, ready.
Ready?
Go.
Okay.
I'm so ready.
Okay. Number one has to be Les Miserables.
Okay. Yeah. Have that on my list.
Number two is a little more difficult. I'll say Into the Woods.
Oh, that's also on my list.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Into the Woods. Number three, I'll go with Phantom of the Opera.
Hey.
I
ditto.
Like
that
the
is
Opera.
Not on my list. Though it would have been, if I could have extended it to 10, it would have been on there.
Well, that's not the rules, okay?
Well, that's why it didn't make it.
Because I had to go with only five. Is it top five? I couldn't go. Okay, whatever. Anyways.
I'm at three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
I'm going to go with Music Man for number four.
Okay, yeah, it's
and
on here.
And then I think
somewhere
probably Moulin Rouge for number five.
Really?
Yeah, it would be ranked, like, the music is just terrific. It would be ranked higher, except it just makes me so sad.
Oh yeah,
so
the whole storyline. Yeah,
but no, great music.
Yeah,
great movie.
Well, your Moulin Rouge just now got bumped to the top four.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I did that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just by your one extra vote, bumped it up there. We, I guess we're not really, I only divvied them up by how many votes they got.
Yeah.
But there's, like, no necessary particular order. I just did them in groups, I guess. So the ones that have the most votes with three each, we have Grease. Saw that coming, I guess.
Mm.
Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. The Blues Brothers.
That's a little surprising to me.
Wait, out of how many people?
59.
Oh.
Wow.
What was that noise?
Sorry,
yeah.
I got a little
distraction
there.
Wow.
And then Moulin Rouge got moved up because of your extra votes. So
yes.
Those four have the top votes.
Well, I guess, okay, on the
all
list,
the
how many
votes.
How many musicals are on that list that had votes?
20
some.
Count that up.
Oh. Well, just
hold on.
Give
let me
the,
do some math.
Give me
let
the,
me do some math.
I have the math. Oh, I have
next,
it right here.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, 15 plus 26 is going to give you
plus
41.
Phantom.
So
plus
41.
40, plus Phantom.
Okay, so 42 musicals then. So,
yes.
Really, I mean.
Hey. That's how the votes fell, yo. Thanks to your husband and Wheeler, and I forgot who the third one was, had...
I can't believe somebody said Blues Brothers, whatever.
That would be Wheeler and your husband.
Wheeler and Carl did. I didn't know who the
he
third
said the
one
Lion
was.
King first, and then he was like, wait
yeah
a minute, Blues Brothers is a musical.
Yeah. Technically it is.
Is it really? Like,
yes.
I've only seen parts of it, but I've never seen
there's a lot
of
singing
it
in it.
There's
really
a friend of
yeah
mine who's probably listening right now. That's his favorite as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So then four people in the whole world.
Well,
no, I'm
then
just kidding.
That will, in the whole world. No.
See, I think why it's a favorite, Carl says, is because they were on a mission to a mission from God.
Get it, Carl. That's funny.
Carl and I were talking. I think we're going to try to do a whole, try to have Carl and Wheeler up. And
and
play some Blues Brothers stuff.
We're gonna do some blues.
Yeah.
And maybe we can even get.
Ever the sun will rise. Tale as old as time. Tune as old as song. Bitter, sweet, and strange. Finding you can change. Learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun. Rhyme, beauty, and the beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
What I was going to say was...
before I rudely before interrupted she, you.
They had, her and David had this whole thing where she was going to cue for us to do the music, and I did not know that because Penny was here and I was playing.
I was not paying
attention. What I was going to say, though, is maybe we can have, when we have your husband and Wheeler come up for the blues or whatever show.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah, yeah.
he could bring one of his many instruments that he plays and can play one of the songs.
That would be awesome. Wheeler is extremely talented.
Yes.
Yes. With the bass and guitar and harmonica and all sorts of things. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Cool. Can he play all of them at the same time?
That would be pretty fantastic. I don't think
Didn't he just start a pilot class too?
Oh yeah, we have instruments. I think he did, or he's planning on it anyways.
Wonder if he can play all his instruments and fly a plane at the same time.
Well, I don't think the FFA would like that, or whoever they
probably
over there.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
pretty sure that's against the rules.
So, unfortunately for Jim, Shasta, what was the song we just played?
That was "Beauty and the Beast" by one Miss Angela Lansbury.
Woo woo
from "Beauty and the Beast."
Come on, Jim, get on it. This is a good song.
And the Beast.
Jim absolutely hates this movie. Hates Beauty and the Beast.
Why? What's so wrong with it?
Well, his sister Tina made him watch it all the time. Like, when she'd want to watch a movie, she'd choose Beauty and the Beast. I know, right? Exactly. He's just whiny. It's
Don't
okay.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
It's the only animated movie ever to be nominated for Best Picture of the Year.
Yep.
Created a whole new Academy Award. Yeah. That's... why we have a Best Animated Feature Award now.
Because of this movie?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it. I have actually seen it.
Yay, David.
It's not my favorite story, but I don't know. I have a lot of nostalgic associations, so it has that going for it with me.
Shasta, mm-hmm. you have some fun facts about the movie?
Well, looking at our lovely list here, I guess I didn't realize it, that the only member of Beast's staff to refer to Belle by name was Chip.
Yep.
I was looking back, I can't remember. I mean, I remember, but I guess I never even noticed.
That's interesting. That's true. I had forgotten.
I just hadn't noticed, period. The other thing that I was looking, Belle's love of reading is meant to be a sign of great intelligence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that part I get. I can see that in the movie. And then a trait that they had previously not shown, you know, in a Disney princess was intelligence. So I think that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, they prefer, I guess before all the other Disney princess movies, they were always like damsels in distress, you know, or they're, you know, just waiting around and Belle just went out and found the man.
Yes, exactly.
Well, according to Disney's version.
He was sort of a man.
Well,
too.
Okay. You know, close enough.
Found the sword.
He turns
of man.
He turns into a real boy. No, that's Pinocchio.
Well, let's think.
I never realized
the Beast
those
was
two
better
things
than
were
Gaston.
Common.
What? He was better than Gaston, even if, you know, Gaston was a real man and the Beast was the Beast.
Mm. Well, yeah.
I'm
Except
not a
though,
big fan of that guy.
His song though is pretty awesome though.
This is true.
That's
yes.
a hilarious
Did
song.
Did you see the non-animated version of that movie?
The live action.
The live
action.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like non-animated better. I recently finally succumbed to watching that on the Netflix.
A Beauty and the Beast?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I still need so to. Good. I haven't seen it yet.
It was very, very well done.
Was it?
Yeah, I think they did a really good job at that.
Mm. Yeah, Nevermore from that album?
Evermore.
I always say that wrong. Is probably one of my favorites on there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. That one's pretty good.
Is that... I don't recall that song in the animated, is it?
It's not in there.
Mm-hmm. No, it's from the Broadway show of Beauty and the Beast. And so they took that and put that in the movie.
Right on.
Gave the Beast some more stuff. Mm-hmm. It really personalizes it more. I like that. So, neat. Yeah. Number 23 on AFI's top 25 musicals in the last 100 years, which is our... Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say it so loud. Which is our list that we've been going through for the last 3 weeks. This is our fourth week of doing this. And tonight, number 23... is from Guys and Dolls.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Lucky. Have ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort, it isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. Wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite.
Why don't he shoot?
Why don't he shoot?
Never get out of my sight.
Come on, come stallin'.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with.
Come on,
luck be a lady.
Guys play together.
Luck be a lady.
What are you scared of?
Luck be a lady.
What's the matter,
roll the dice?
And that was Luck Be a Lady by Mr. Marlon Brando from Guys and Dolls.
I didn't realize he sang.
I didn't realize either, and I don't think Frank Sinatra thought that he could sing either, because he loathed Mr. Marlon Brando for getting the starring role of that film.
I bet he did, actually.
Yeah. Well, didn't Frank say that he called him Mumbles?
Yep, he didn't think that he could. Yeah, exactly.
What a name, right?
Mumbles.
Well, he kind of did most of his other roles that he did. I mean, look at The Godfather, you know?
I'm glad somebody tried, because there's no way I was going to try that.
I was going to say, amen to that.
You know, the feud between them got so bad, eventually they only spoke to each other through intermediaries. Like, seriously, they had
to
go between.
Children.
They didn't want to talk to each other face to face. So, Ashley, will you tell Callie? No.
No. No. That's not happening.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that's such a diva move.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
What a couple of princesses. Couldn't get along. I wonder what the beef was. Like, what?
I'm not sure, but...
Well, Frankie thought he was the... Yeah, probably.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, to say Marlon Brando got the lead role, and Frank Sinatra only got... He got the...
A lesser part.
Mm.
A lesser part.
And in this movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was peeved that a non-singer got the singing role.
Oh.
Yeah. the big singing part, I should say.
Which, Frank Sinatra, I was kind of looking at things. He did a version of Luck Be a Lady.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fantastic.
It is.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it's Frankie, so come on. You know? Yeah.
I mean, I guess in...
I'm going to talk like this for the rest of the show. Just kidding.
Talk.
Hey, that's okay. Talk. You know, I'll just throw in like the Wisconsin accent, and we'll just kind of throw everybody
don't
off tonight.
Don't you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be such a hoot tonight.
Oh, you're really good at that.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, I despise when she comes back from Wisconsin because
she'll be fine,
but then all of a sudden she'll just...
Oh, just watch. It's going to happen.
Just throw it out.
It's going to happen to you when you go with us this spring.
Well.
It's so going to happen. Oh, I don't know if Carl knows that right. Oh, Carl, you know that Carl.
Coming.
Ashley's coming, right?
Surprise!
On pennies plus one. Yeah, man. So, I don't know what we're doing.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's just laughing.
Yeah.
I got a funny text message.
Yeah. Do you want me to share... our number twos
I do.
On our list.
Yeah. Yes. The people gave two votes to each of these.
Yeah, I'm just going to read them off. Like I said, they're not in any particular order, though in my head I have an order, but, you know, whatevs.
Whatevs.
So in a way, this list is everybody's vote, but then Ashley put it in her own version.
Well, technically on sheet, it's alphabetical. Minus the ones now that I have to put in for David, but...
You should sing
like,
that number sure. one.
Nope. I'm not singing
no
any
problem.
Of these. You don't want it.
You should sing it for Jim.
It's a hot
That's
mess.
What I was thinking.
Yeah, number one on the two votes, I guess, for each is Jim's favorite, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
You're welcome, Jim.
Tale as old as time.
I think we're giggling a lot this show.
Number two we have as Jersey Boys. And we have Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Uh-huh.
uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
Moulin Rouge? Don't forget about Moulin Rouge. You forgot Moulin Rouge. Oh, that moved up. Never mind. That's right. I'm sorry.
You're not paying attention.
Dude, okay, go. Just go.
Are you guys going to need an intermediary?
She's just getting back at me because I interrupted her earlier.
That's right.
This is amazing.
We also have Oklahoma.
Oh,
Rent.
Oklahoma with the
and Rams. One of my personal favorites, I wish people would have voted it for more, but Robin Hood, Men in Tights. What?
That is a musical.
Your
isn't
dad.
It
is. When I saw him post that, I thought that was hilarious.
I was like, yes, sir. Get it. Yes. Another
you
personal
were one
favorite.
One of those votes, weren't you?
Yes. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Also one of my favorites. The Greatest Showman.
I loved that.
That was on Callie's list.
Yeah, that,
which
I
just
can't
surprised
stop
me
listening to
I thought
music.
Pitch Perfect
I
would
have
gotten
that.
Before that.
I know, because, okay, so the music I've been listening to a lot lately is, you know, Pitch Perfect 3 and then The Greatest Showman.
Mm-hmm.
That soundtrack's amazing.
It is. It's just, oh, it yeah. Anyways, continue on through your list. I'm sorry, hon.
Then we have The Unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz, which I'm surprised didn't make it higher on the list.
That's okay.
What ifs?
A lot of people don't care for The Wizard of Oz.
Well,
it
they
scared
had bad
them
taste.
As a child, so I know exactly. Well, it scared then them we, as a child, so they just kind of continued
so
on.
So you just fast forward through that section.
Like the whole last half of the movie?
Well, only the flying monkey part that scared
can't
me.
Can't hardly
like when
skip
actually...
every part with the witch. She's kind of a big deal. Well, there's not much left of the movie. I know, I tried. It's just, and you know.
Of course you did, David. Of course you did.
You think it's going to be entertaining without the scary bits, and it's easier to watch, but no, it's not entertaining.
You miss a lot if you skip over that stuff.
Yep.
But we're not going to get into that because I won't stop talking about The Wizard of Oz if we get on that rant.
True story.
So I'm just going to then throw out the other two that got moved in because of David are then Into the Woods, The Music Man, and what did we call it?
Les Miserables.
Yeah,
Les Miserables.
Yeah, those got moved up.
I'm surprised there wasn't more talk about Les Mis.
Really?
Like, that one's a big deal.
I don't like
I think
that
maybe
one, really.
A couple
it's
years ago when it came out, they would have more people would have voted for that.
I suppose.
But I think more time, you know, as time goes by, I think people's opinions change. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Like how The Greatest Showman, it just came out, and so it's...
It was in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm with you on that
it's
one.
It's a good musical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a great story. Like,
it is.
The music's wonderful, and I love the story.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Number 24, right? We're on AFI's top 25 100. No, wait. AFI's top 25 movie musicals in the last 100 years.
There you go.
We're doing this list fourth week right here on Notes from the Stage on 95.7 FM Lincoln, Nebraska, KNNA LP. And number 24 tonight is going to be from Showboat.
Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. Mm-hmm.
can't help loving that man of mine. I'm so sorry, guys. I was like brain farting right there for some reason.
Fake
you
out.
Yeah.
I was surprise, like, we're live. It's done.
She's like, wait, what number, what song was that?
Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine by Ava Gardner from the 1936 musical Showboat, which happens to be one of my mama's favorites.
Yeah.
She likes the song. A lot of people might know Showboat with the song Old Man River. I mean, that's a more popular song than Can't Help Loving That Man or whatever, but I really like that song. So
yeah, it's a good one.
Yep. You know what's kind of funny is that Ava Gardner, her character was actually, they were thinking about putting Judy Garland in that role, but her role or her contract for MGM had just been up, so they ixnayed that, and they were gonna let's see here, they had Lena Horne and Dinah Shore, which oh my, I love Dinah Shore. She's got a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. And so she was up next, but then Ava Gardner got it. So cool. Yeah. And if you, in the movie, Ava Gardner is actually not singing it. Mm-hmm. So if you watch the movie and then you listen to the soundtrack, somebody else is dubbing her voice.
Oh.
And no, it's not Marnie Nixon.
I know, right? That woman was everywhere, dubbing everything.
Yeah, exactly.
The dub queen.
Yeah.
So I was... Wow, what I was gonna say. No, I see. I just had one of my
brain farts. Brain fart too. Yep.
Yeah, it's contagious. Do we want to go over my the last set of the list?
Yes, let's do. What other people voted for in their top five?
Lengthy. There's a few of them, so we're just gonna start off. There's A Star Is Born, Blue Hawaii, which I'm excited. We should definitely do something from that.
Oh yeah.
Camelot, which we do tons of songs from that one. Mm-hmm. Cats, good one. Chicago. One of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure I'm the one who put that on the list. Mm-hmm. I asked one of my coworkers what her children would have said or what they would have put on there. And they had Descendants 1 and 2 from Disney.
Oh, from Disney. Oh, mm-hmm. That's right. Because they're like the descendants of the villains and stuff out of the Disney movies. Yeah, that's right.
The children.
Yeah.
Funny Girl, Guys and Dolls, Hamilton.
Which I have been hearing that's an absolutely amazing musical.
Which one?
Hamilton.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of stuff we can't play from that, unfortunately.
Yes,
because we are a Lutheran community radio.
Yes.
We are a family oriented show, guys.
Yeah.
So
and then we also have Hello Dolly.
Hello
Jekyll and Hyde.
I've seen Hello Dolly randomly.
You have?
I know the ones that I've seen, it's just random. I'm like, why that one?
Yeah,
I haven't seen all these, but I've seen, yeah.
Okay, well,
that's okay.
We're starting you a list, buddy. So yeah, Jekyll and Hyde. Then we have Jesus Christ Superstar, Mary Poppins, which I'm surprised she didn't get up higher than just one vote. Meet Me in St. Louis.
That was mine.
Yep, another one that that friend of mine, her kids, did was Nightmare Before Christmas.
That is a good musical. I always forget about that one.
I do too, but see, I'm glad I asked them.
Yeah.
Because I forgot about Descendants. I forgot about Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I didn't realize that was a musical, but my friend who also likes Blues Brothers likes that one too.
It's surprisingly sort enough, of a musical.
The guy who wrote, or not wrote it, I guess the person who put that on the list had both.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so we have something. Sorry, Carl and Wheeler, about this, but apparently Mom does not consider Blues Brothers to be a musical because nowhere in the movie does song replace dialogue.
Yeah, and that's kind of true of Brother, Where Art Thou, which is why I wondered if that was a musical.
Yeah, but
then like Crybaby and stuff.
But I mean, look at like...
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time.
It's a good movie. I forgot about that one, too. We have that. We should definitely play that.
We do have that.
Yeah, we do. But like in the Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou, I mean, think about the scene with the sirens.
Uh-huh. That's true.
And they're singing and they're trying to lure the guys or whatever and stuff like that.
Once again, then Chicago. I mean, they're kind of all... They don't necessarily replace...
But it helps with the storyline. And in Blues Brothers, I mean, the scene
They're in the prison doing their thing, and the ones in the bar. And
yeah.
I mean, it's the whole part of the story. If you took that part out, it would not flow.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple parts. I have to stand up for Carl and Wheeler on this because there are a couple parts in Blues Brothers that, like, in the diner with Aretha Franklin and she's singing about her man and stuff. Oh, yep, Carl just sent that to me right there.
It is.
Hey, I beat you to that.
Uh-huh.
So there's just one, but
sorry,
Mom. I'm just relaying what your son-in-law is saying. So, Ashley, finish our list here. After Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yep. So the next one then would be On the Town, one of my favorites, obviously. From the kids again, it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
Nice choice.
I know. Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
The That's Last 5 Years.
Oh, Mandy
I
shared that the last 5 years.
Did not know that that was even a musical.
We our very first show we did, we played a song from that.
We did. I didn't. Mm-hmm. It's been forever.
It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Anna Kendrick from.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. I pulled the cover up to see, and I saw that she was on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then one that your husband put on here.
The Lion King.
Which I'm surprised a lot more people didn't say, because that I know, was up for, I believe, Academy Award.
Yeah.
After.
It won a lot of stuff.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah.
I very much remember seeing that movie in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when that's a crier movie.
I think it won. I think it won the Oscar for soundtrack.
I think
I don't
it did.
Think the movie was up for best picture,
but it was it was music.
Yeah,
the soundtrack,
the music
or whatever.
Won the Oscar. I'm pretty sure.
I think actually that's one of the. I think that's the top Disney movie still.
Is the Lion King
to this day? Yeah.
Oh, I don't
and
doubt that.
It still beat out Frozen and Nemo and all of those. Surprisingly enough,
okay.
Which I thought Nemo would beat it out, just because that seems to like consistently be up there.
Yeah,
and with Finding Dory, I thought it would be like a resurgent with Finding Nemo, but whatevs. Then we also have White Christmas and
Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Yeah, I was gonna get tongue tied on that one. I don't know why.
That was one of Tina's favorites that she shared.
Yeah, and I haven't seen that one either. Have you?
Yes, I have. Okay. That's really good. I haven't seen it.
So that is the list that I have from all our, I guess, listeners.
Yeah,
and
thank you
friends.
Guys for chipping in. That was awesome. This definitely gives us a list of more music for us to play.
Yeah, there's a lot on here that I completely forgot. I'm excited about Robin Hood Men in Tights. So excited. That's going to happen.
Oh, my Lanta.
I was trying to think if there was any other, like Princess Bride or any of those. I don't remember if there was any singing. It's been
in
forever.
In Princess Bride?
It has been forever
not
since
really.
I've seen those.
No,
there is.
I mean, I had to be like probably five or six.
It's been
the last time.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Top 25 movie musical on AFI's top 25 musicals in the last 100 years. I know I repeat that a lot, but just in case somebody's just joining us.
Mm-hmm. Or when they want to go look up the whole list.
Exactly. Is one of David's favorites that he shared?
Yes.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Thank you.
that's mine, isn't it?
Come what may. Yes, that is your song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was by Nicole Kidman and Ewan
McGregor.
McGregor. He's such a good looking man, that man. Anyway, it's from Moulin Rouge. That came out in 2001.
I cannot believe it's been that long since it came out.
Yeah.
It makes me feel old, but yeah. We're not. Yep.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yep.
So in the film, there are, well, okay, so first off, that song, Come What May, was originally written for Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, the Leo and
The one that the Claire 96 Danes one.
That was even longer ago.
I know, but because it wasn't used, they recycled it too? And used it for Moulin Rouge. But yeah, I guess that was the only original, like entirely original song for the whole movie.
Yeah, because everything else was like, what, we had Marilyn Monroe, right, Billy Joel, Elton.
Yep. And so everything else, even though they were all redone, everything else was thrown out for the Oscars for best song.
Oh,
that's a shame.
I know, because I originally wanted to do the diamond song because I like diamonds.
You know what, we could still play that song on here at some point because that's from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Yes.
Yep. There you go.
Yup.
Which is the original OG.
Haven't we played it on the show? I feel like maybe we have played that song.
Maybe. I have all of the old programs.
We'll have to double check. It might have been back when we first started the show back in April and before our hiatus that we took.
The hiatus. You had to have a kid and I had to have cancer.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, speaking of that necklace.
Yeah, diamonds.
Yeah.
Diamonds. That was a hefty necklace. Hefty that she wore. It was 1,308 diamonds.
What?
Totaling about 134 carats. That's Are you like kidding me?
$1 million.
That literally is because that's what it was estimated worth.
I would feel super uncomfortable trying to wear that.
Right?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Rock it. What?
So it's real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Real diamonds and platinum.
That's ridiculous.
I know. So, and then in the film, it was about 300 costumes even. And there was about 80 people were employed just to make the costumes.
Man.
80 people?
80 people just for the costumes.
I wonder how much they got paid.
Right?
I don't know. But really fun
if
fact.
If they could afford to.
Ozzy Osbourne originally was going to play the fairy, the green fairy.
Ooh,
in it.
Green fairy. Oh, when they're drinking the absinthe. Mm-hmm.
Yep, because I guess he was going to voice it, whatever. They wanted to, originally was, the concept was to have a muscular, long-haired guy. And then they decided.
I'm so glad they took him out.
They changed it to have your classic Tinkerbell look, and he still does the scream when she turns evil.
I like that.
Random.
Like that. Trippy.
Yeah.
So long, farewell.
Ah, here she goes with the cheesy stuff again.
I'm sorry. Well, I hate to go and leave this pretty sight, okay? Because you guys are all very pretty up here, and I really appreciate.
Me
all
and
of
my
your awesomeness.
With my hair growing back, I'm gonna start looking like a troll soon, so I don't know.
Whatever, you're beautiful. And your eye makeup is amazing.
I know. She is so good at that.
I don't have to do my hair now, so I have all the time in the world for my makeup.
She takes more time on her. Yeah.
But we aren't gonna be here next week.
Thursday. No, we're
it's
not.
It's my fault. Sorry, guys. I have a work thing in Omaha, and it's for 3 days and overnight.
Yep. And we're butchering beef next Thursday, so.
I think I'd rather be doing what
I was
she's
saying,
doing.
Mine sounds way more pleasant.
Actually, you should. Butchering meat is pretty awesome, actually. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, your husband must love you.
So,
you get steak at the end of it. It's not to lie.
I think I'll take the end result. I'm not. No.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we are going to be here next Thursday, but please remember what the one after next Thursday.
Valentine's.
Yeah, we're going to play some love songs from Broadway and movies and such.
Oh, I will be tuning in, that is for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. I'm super excited. Which, you can see us here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska. And you know what, guys? We'll see you in a couple weeks, okay?
Yep. Bye, guys.
So long, farewell. Thank you.
entertained, be educated, be informed. 95.7 FM, The Cross.
Welcome to Classroom 1. I am Pastor Kirk.
And I am theologian and layman Phil Fredericks.